The Epiphany season, if anything, is all about light. For starters, we have the light of the star leading the wise men. And as the season progresses to its end, we have the shining radiance of Jesus' garments at the Transfiguration. In between, this image of light permeates many of the readings and collects throughout the Epiphany season. Luke's telling of the Beatitudes, which you just heard, fits right in with this, because the purpose of the Beatitudes, I believe, is to shed some new lights on an old subject. But in order to understand what's going on, we need to know what that old subject is. Without that, it's easy to misunderstand these Beatitudes. It's all too easy to imagine that the Beatitudes are about us, that they are commands for how we should live our lives and what we should do. Nowhere does Jesus give any orders or requirements. Jesus is simply describing reality. He's not telling his disciples or us or anybody else to do anything. The Beatitudes are not about us. That's the old subject matter. The Beatitudes are not a set of instructions on how we should live or what we should do. The Beatitudes shine a light, but they don't really shine any light about the way the world works or telling us how to act. The Beatitudes are about what the kingdom of God is. They're about who God is and who God blesses. They tell us what matters to God. They tell us who is especially important to God. They tell us what God pays attention to. Now, Jesus gives us this surprising information about God, hoping, no doubt, that such knowledge may have a valuable effect on us. But that's up to us. In the Beatitudes and the entire Sermon on the Mount, Jesus offers us the picture of God's values and God's priorities, and he offers them as an alternative to that vision of life that we usually carry around with us. We seem to only act on what we can see. And Jesus is giving us a chance to see farther and clearer and deeper than ever before. The idea is that if we can really see whom God considers blessed or happy, then we will at least know the road to blessedness. And maybe, just maybe, be able to use that knowledge in our lives. The Beatitudes are a glimpse into the heart and mind of God. Again, they don't tell us what our world is like. We already know that. We know that so well that we assume that anything of value will work really well in and with this world. Jesus is trying to shake us loose from that assumption and give us a different vision of life, one that has its foundations not in the world, but in the very nature of God. Jesus tells us that the world's insignificant players, the losers, are blessed of God. And he tells us this to give us a bit more light so we can see a little better. He tells us this so we can know a little better who God is. The point is not that we must obey a rule that says, thou shalt be poor and persecuted. The point is that by this light, we can discover all sorts of new possibilities. We have some new insight into God. And of course, there's always questions. The questions go like this. If God is really like this, If God has the preferences and priorities of the Beatitudes, then what could that mean? How could our lives be different? How could I be different? How could you be different? That's the issue. And that are the questions Jesus leaves us this morning. They're good questions and worth considering in our lives.